listeners, if you have a skateboard or a scooter hound or a youngster in your family who loves to ride a bicycle, you'll want to hear what our next guests have to say. First, let me introduce you to Steve Olson, a nurse from University Hospital's Pediatric Emergency Department. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
And joining us this morning is Steve's son, Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
And how old are you?
I'm 9.
And Steve's son, Christopher. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning.
And how old are you?
6.
Very good. And Steve, Andrew and Christopher are here to tell us a little bit about what this program is, but we're going to switch over to Steve for the moment. Steve, you're here to talk about bicycle and helmet safety.
Yes. We have lots of statistics from Onondaga County, and the increase is remarkable, I think, for non-helmeted.
Increase in the number of injuries?
Yes, the number of injuries have increased dramatically in all age groups, actually. But this is targeted for, you know, anybody who is active out there and riding bikes. Helmets are something that not everybody thinks about, I think.
I think you're right, especially adults. But I think they are pretty good about having their kids wear helmets, but kids aren't always good about wearing their helmets, are they?
No, they're not.
No, okay. So your program is what, intended to decrease the number of injuries?
Well, we're just trying to make people a little more aware of the fact that, you really need to be having on protective gear. And if you're going to be out there doing stuff, you don't want to come to the emergency room. You want to sort of just stay out there and have fun.
You do. And so I suppose if you're wearing your helmet, that's one step toward keeping you a little bit healthier. What kinds of injuries do you see in the emergency department?
We have varied, obviously. If you're not wearing a helmet and you're riding your bike or skateboarding, that's very serious. That's a very serious problem, because if you fall and hit your head, that's something that, requires
absolutely
a lot of work.
And so suppose somebody falls and they hit their head, what kinds of injuries do they get? What are you seeing if they don't have a helmet?
Concussions or, large lacerations to their scalp.
Mm-hmm. We've had Dr. Brian Rieger here talking about concussions, and I believe that the feeling is now that they're a whole lot worse than they used to be, that we used to consider them to be.
Yeah, I think, maybe partially because, bikes are a little bit faster, kids are a little bit more, able to get on the rollerblades and go twice as fast.
Sure, because it isn't just bicycles, is it?
It's not. It's skateboarding, rollerblading, even skiing.
Mm-hmm. All those kinds of things. Boys, you have friends who've been hurt by not wearing helmets? Did you ever have a friend who was hurt not wearing a helmet, Andrew?
Well, my babysitter, she was riding a scooter without a helmet, and she fell off.
She did. She hurt her head?
Yeah, her head hit on the sidewalk really hard.
It did. And if she was wearing a helmet, you think she would have been okay?
Yep.
I see. Christopher, how about you? Have you had any friends who've gotten hurt?
No.
No? Because why? They wear their helmets?
Yeah.
They do, so they stay safe, don't they? Steve, you've got a program tomorrow night. Tell us about it.
We're going to be at the Onondaga Lake Skate Park. We're going to be giving out helmets and providing information for injury prevention. From 6 to 7.
6 to 7 p.m. at the Onondaga Lake Skate Park. This is a program with the Onondaga County Health Department, as I understand.
Yes, they sort of got involved with us just sort of by talking around and hearing about it. And so they wanted to get involved. They also have tons of resources available for helmet fitting. They have people who are skilled in doing that. So they're going to help us out with that.
Excellent. So folks who either have a child who doesn't have a helmet, or even if they're adults and they are bike riders or skateboarders, they don't have helmets, they can come and get a helmet from you?
Absolutely. We have tons of helmets to give away. We're giving them out to anybody who doesn't have one.
Okay. And you're going to do some injury prevention talks as well?
Yes, we actually have a woman had contacted me previously about, she was a 16-year-old, she was riding a horse, and she fell off and had a traumatic brain injury. She's now around 35, I think, and she's going to come and sort of help us and talk to the people who are there and just tell them the importance of why.
This is what can happen if you're not wearing a helmet and you fall. All right, so age, the attendees, people that you would like to see at the skate park, any age?
Any age.
Any age. All right, do people need to register ahead of time?
I would encourage people to register with HealthLinks on air.
Well, HealthLinks,
HealthLinks.
They can call and register through the HealthLink phone number, which is 464- 8668. You need them to register so you have enough helmets?
Yes. Yeah. So we can have enough there.
Yeah. And are you going to be doing this program in other places around the area?
We're going to continue to do this. One of the one of the ways I was able to do this was I got a grant through an allocation request through the Children's Miracle Network. So that was one of the sort of stipulations behind doing it, is we want to get out into the community and make sure that everybody is aware.
Okay. So if there are people listening this morning who work with different schools or maybe some of the larger churches and so forth, you could do a program at their school or church?
Absolutely.
Excellent. That sounds great. Boys, if you, Andrew, you're 9 years old, if you could give a piece of advice to every other 9-year-old who likes to ride a bike or a skateboard out there, what would you say to them?
Always wear your helmet.
Always wear your helmet so that you won't get hurt. Yes? And Christopher, if you could give one piece of advice to every other 6-year-old out there who likes to ride a bike or a skateboard, what would you tell them?
Always wear a helmet.
Always wear a helmet. Do you guys always wear your helmets?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Steve, anything else we need to know about your program?
I don't think so.
Okay, very good. So, listeners, if you would like to register, again, call HealthLink at 464-8668, and we hope to see lots of people out at Onondaga Lake Park tomorrow evening. Thanks so much for coming by, Steve.
Thank you.
And Andrew and Christopher, thank you, too.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. I can't do that, or why not try? Well, dear listeners, once upon a time, a long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, when I was a teenager, I read Ann Landers, the newspaper advice columnist, and her article that day has stuck with me ever since, and I'd like to pass it along in case you might find it as useful as I have. Ann printed a letter from an elderly woman who was looking back over her life. She realized while she had no major regrets, she wished she'd thrown herself into her life more, danced more, sang more, cuddled more babies, played more with little kids, told more jokes, smiled more at folks, extended more small kindnesses, wrote more letters to the editor, had more parties, swam in more lakes, thanked people more. Surprisingly, that woman's words have stayed with me ever since, across the light years. And every once in a while I'm at a fork in the road between business as usual and making a little bit more of the life I want, I'll remember them. Feel her spirit as company inspire me and go for the wonderful moment. Here's one of those moments I particularly treasure. My family and I were having breakfast in a restaurant with a bunch of fellow soccer team parents and kids after the early Saturday morning soccer practice. In walks a group of women in identical outfits, sort of fancy in a stagey kind of way. The day before, I'd read there was a women's a cappella singers contest in Syracuse over the weekend, so I wondered if they were from one of the groups. Now, I love music and singing, and I thought it would be great if we asked the women if they would, impromptu, sing a song for us. The kids were absolutely mortified at the very thought of my asking, begged me not to, and I thought, well, this would be a little weird to ask them. I can't do that. But I remembered my old friend from Ann Landers, gathered my courage, and with some curiosity about what might happen, I went up and asked if they were one of the singing groups I'd read about. Yeah? Would they consider singing us a song? Guess what? They were thrilled to be asked and sang a song from The Lion King. The kids couldn't believe I asked. And that the group sang, and what a wonderful, delightful, totally unforgettable experience it was that still gets talked about when that "you want to know how weird my dad is" conversation comes up. So let's throw ourselves in with courage and curiosity. Who knows what might happen? We might get a glimpse of the lion in the jungle. Are you ready? Your part is a wimbo wap, a wimbo wap, a wimbo wap, a wimbo wap. Sing it with me now. Don't worry about being in tune. Just go for it. A wimbo wap, a wimbo wap. You got it. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Keep on going, everybody. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for singing along. A wimble wap, a wimble wap, a wimble wap, a wimble wap.